HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to this week's episode of Metronome, the music podcast with me, Samarth Goyal, the music correspondent for Hindustan Times. And yes, you guessed it right, I will be discussing only and only music, the best of the latest songs from India and around the world, and will also share with you trivia around some of the evergreen classics.
So starting off this week's episode with the single, If It Ain't Me by Dua Lipa. As I've said previously about Dua Lipa's songs, If It Ain't Me also typifies what she's good at, which is the dance, clubby kind of pop numbers. Her music has that really cool bass groove about it, and you just won't be able to stop yourself from shaking a leg. Having said all that, If It Ain't Me is not as good as Levitating or Love Again or any other brilliant song by her, because it doesn't sound different and has a very repetitive sort of a melody pattern. If you will, I mean, you will like listening to it the first time, the second and the third time, maybe not so much.
I bet we're higher than the people on cloud nine. This connection got me feeling like I've known you my whole life. Wow, even our shadows know each other in the light. So why do I think of losing you when you're right by my side? I'm not really thinking clear, too good to be true, and that's what I feel. Like what if you left me here, and I feel the flow with my sequin tears. I start getting in my brain, something I knew that I can't explain. Wicked love's creeping up, so baby don't you let go.
Moving on, Cover Me in Sunshine by Pink and Willow Sage Heart is this beautiful alt soft rock song that'll make you think about the one person that you really, really care about. I mean, it's just that beautiful number you can imagine you're listening to while, you know, having your morning cup of coffee, and just, you know, one of those moments with yourself where you think about people around you and who are with you. Pink's voice is just too beautiful and too melodious that you actually fall in love with the song and discover the true meaning behind it as well.
From a distance, all these mountains are hard, just some tiny hills. Wild flowers, they keep living on high. Oh, they're just there still. I've been missing yesterday, but what if there's a better place? Cover me in sunshine.
Closer to home, Tara by Neha Baseen is that quintessential romantic number that should supposedly make you fall in love, or at least believe in the concept of it. Now, musically, it's a fantastic song in the way it has been arranged and produced, and Neha's voice is just too good. You can tell that she's someone who loves showcasing her vocal range in her songs and wants to do different kinds of music. But having said that, it is not a song that will immediately appeal to you, or after listening to it for the first time you'd be like, boy, what a great song this is.
Ban ke atar mere jismano mehkaya tu roono meri aina ki tera dil bhara arziya meri.
And finally, Booty Shake by Tony Kakkar song is that typical Tony Kakkar song, by which I mean it's really well musically produced and arranged as well. And the music samples used in the song, well, at least a few of them, are really cool. But then again, his lyrics will forever be, well, at least for me, they will always be an issue. Because then you just don't take his music seriously, or, you know, you want to be known as someone who listens to Tony Kakkar's music.
मैं आगे बोला तू बोली पीछे 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 तेरी गाड़ी के पीछे पीछे हाँ जी पीछे वाली सीट पे
तेरे कार के सीट पे खाली खाली स्ट्रीट पे प्यार मोहब्बत करेंगे बेबी करेंगे बड़े
बड़े। अरे ये तो दूसरा गाना है।
Today for trivia, we'll not talk about a song, but the oldest ever musical instrument, the flute. An ancient bone flute estimated to be about 43,000 to 82,000 years old was found by Dr. Ivan Turk, a paleontologist at the Slovenian Academy of Science at the Neanderthal campsite in Slovenia in 98. This oldest known musical instrument is made of an old cave bear femur segment with four holes out of which two are complete and two are partial.
So guys, that'll be all for this week. Tune in next week to get your dose on the latest hits and trivia. And please, if you have any suggestions, send them to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Also, a shameless plug, if you want more on music, please follow me on Twitter and my Twitter handle is @SamiSamar.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.